Assalamu alaikum. It's a fact that there's a strong bridge between Islam and science. This has been proven many times through the contribution of historical Muslim science, the likes of Ibn Sina, Al-Kindi, Al-Farabi, Ibn Sa', etc., who contributed largely to the foundation of modern-day science. In recent times, someone has been at the storefront of this, and his name is Bruno Guicciardone. But unlike those historical science, he wasn't born into Islam. He became a Muslim after researching about Islam. Who is Bruno Guicciardone? Bruno Guicciardone was born in France to a Christian family of eight. Bruno, despite being born into a Christian family, wasn't raised as a religious person. He never really experienced any religion personality while growing up. Bruno bagged his PhD in astrophysics from the University of Paris in 1986. And immediately after which he became a postdoctoral fellow at the French Academy of Sciences till 1988. After a stint at the French Academy of Sciences, he joined the French Institute of Astrophysics as an astrophysicist. Bruno did his obligatory national service teaching physics at a French high school in Casablanca, Morocco. Since then, his career has been on a steady upwards projectile, directing several research departments, leading several research development teams, and heading several research organizations. Some of the several prominent roles he has held include serving as an associate science on the European Space Agency's Herschel Space Observatory team and the Planck spacecraft, which finally launched in 2009. He's a member of the Centre de Recherche Astrophysique de Lyon, CRAL, where he was appointed as a director in 1992. A member of the Lyon Observatory, or as originally called in French, Observatoire de Lyon, Bruno also rose to the role of a research director at the prestigious French Research Institute, the CNRS, Centre National de la Recherche Scientifique. Bruno Guicciardone has a highly decorated career as a research scientific and cosmologist, publishing over 140 papers. Initially, his research focus was on the origin and development of galaxies. However, since becoming a Muslim, Bruno has shifted the focus of research and publications to Islamic theology, mysticism, and the relationship between Islam and cosmology. Journey to Islam. Being an accomplished scientist at a young age, Bruno still felt like something important was missing in science, and no scientific concept or research had been able to provide an answer. The more he became grounded in science, the more it occurred to him, until he figured out the answer lies in religion. In his words, science is an endless story, but we humans are limited in time, and we want some definitive answers to our questions. We are well aware that the answer lies in religion, not just any religion, the right and only religion, Islam, which provides a way of life and answers most private questions about life, its meaning, and its purpose. In his words, in Surah Al-Imran, Quran chapter 3, verse 189 to 191, Allah said, "And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and earth, and Allah is over all things competent. Indeed, the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the light and the day, are signs for those of understanding, who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their sides, and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are you above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the fire," affirming that only He fully understands the how and why He created the universe, albeit releasing the little information we need to know as humans. While science tries continuously to create theories about the creation of life, its meaning and purpose, and the reason behind so many things around us, it still looks out of depth in several areas. Creation was divine, and only Allah knows all the answers we frantically seek. He did provide some in the Quran, like in verse quoted earlier. So it's not surprising that accomplished cosmetic scientists worldwide continually look to validate their findings in Islam and Islamic mysticism, including Bruno Guididuni. Conversion to Islam. Bruno Guididuni's conversion journey started while conducting research in the fields of astrophysics. As I studied science, I found out that some things were missing in the scientific approach of the world. As I looked for other kinds of knowledge, I became aware that my quest was a religious one, Bruno said in the book Faith and Science. After realizing this, Bruno started researching the different religions, including Islam, Christianity, Taoism, and Hinduism, but only Islam could offer what he needed. Hence, he focused on studying Islam. As earlier stated, after his doctoral fellowship, Bruno took on a job as a physics teacher at the French high school in Casablanca, Morocco. It was in Morocco, while he stayed for 2 years, that he finally converted to Islam in 1987. Bruno Guididuni's contribution to Islam. After his conversion to Islam, Bruno didn't just sit back. He started focusing his research on Islamic mysticism and the relationship between Islam and cosmology. He has since published over 50 research papers on Islamic theology and mysticism. Bruno Guididuni was the host of a show tagged Knowing Islam on France's state television from 1993 to 1999. The program, as the name infers, aimed to lecture the general public about the actual image of Islam and Muslims. Since his conversion, Bruno Guididuni has contributed positively to the development of Islam and Islamic research using his wealth of knowledge and experience. Aside from conducting research and publishing papers about them, he has also spoken about them on some of the highest podiums in science and Islam. May Allah guide him and be with him always. Ameen.